Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day.
12 years. I never expected it to turn out like this.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Shout out to the community, man. I appreciate y'all.
What's happening, people?
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem wrong, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Mikey K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Ness, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King, I mean of Essex. Catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Superman, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo. God bless you all.
Jesus Christ.
Without Chad, ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing, man.
Batgirl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish, Vegas. Palm Beach, Florida.
The Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama.
It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Show Kid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
SDS Promotions.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Let's go!
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Leaky James, P-A-Y-N-E. It's Leaky.
Line 6, Reed, just spreading that boots gospel.
Mo from Bama, only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Vaughn, Crown Heights, Brooklyn. You heard?
Four chicken wings and french fries, breakfast and champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, TVB, this Coach J-Mac. New Orleans, Louisiana, 504, baby.
What have you?
T-Y.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some.
This is the number one pound for pound and two division champion, Marvin the Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
Mr. D.A.C.
L.B. Sutton from D.C. to Stunt City, Bomb Squad.
Brandon Maurice, a.k.a. the AJ Trucking, straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
Chick Chickarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SDS shit,
this
son.
This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
The voice of the people, there is no equal. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. TheBoxingVoice.com.
As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. Life. You ain't on Patreon. That's because you're stupid.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Today we're going to be talking Deontay Wilder and his fight with Anthony Joshua that just doesn't happen. The fact that he's come out on his social media in a very heartfelt, humbling message. He's got R&B playing in the background. And, you know, he goes into letting Anthony Joshua know he basically doesn't want to end his career and he and Joshua not be able to give the fight fans the fight that they've been wanting for so long. On the other half of that, you got Michael Hunter going to the internet streets to call Deontay Wilder and his team a liar for saying that they sent him an offer that he refused, which he says he didn't, that he would fight Deontay Wilder in a heartbeat, yada, yada, yada. So we'll be putting, you know, those news and notes out there. We'll give you the audio from Wilder and the tweets from Michael Hunter. And we've snuck in a previews and prediction because I know you guys aren't hardcores, but Oshaki Foster is fighting this week. It's billed as a big fight. A lot of money coming in on Eduardo Rocky Hernandez late. The fight is in Cancun. Automatically, they're calling it the backyard of Rocky. I doubt he lives in Cancun, but, you know, it is still Mexican soil. And Oshaki is going to have to defend his belt out there. And it could be a tough task. I can see why people think it won't be easy. So we'll be talking about not only the main event with Oshaki Foster and Eduardo Rocky Hernandez, but as well as the co-main and the undercard that's a decent undercard. So if this is what you're interested in, then this is the place to be. This is the spot to call in. The number to call, 1-425-569-5241. You can also hit us up on Discord. Right now, we're not even activating Twitter Spaces. I'm actually doing a complete update on the device that I use for Twitter to see if that's going to help it out. But so far, we haven't been able to get that show on the road again. But, like I said, Discord is available if you want to call in that way. You got the landline if you want to call in that way. 1-425-569-5241. And you can always just use the comment section to voice your opinion, and we'll get to it there too. So let me present you guys with this audio from Deontay Wilder, as well as the Michael Hunter tweets, you know, and give you the information and allow you guys to call in and let me know what you think. I'm sure everyone's going to want the Joshua fight. But my thing is, do we continue to wait for the Joshua fight? Or should Wilder just get a fight since he hasn't fought in forever? And when he did fight, it was only one round. You know, it would be good for him to get some sort of activity under his belt so that he can be the best version of himself in this particular fight. But if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button as it's going to help with the visibility of the show. It's going to put this episode in the eyes of other boxing fans that don't know we talk boxing here every day, twice a day. Now, this is Deontay Wilder's verified Instagram. He's at about 2.7 million followers here on Instagram. So shout out to Wilder. 2.7, he's got a lot of followers. And this is the topic.
It's a good Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday as Daryl. And we out here just celebrating life.
And, FYI, that's his R&B in the background.
As I celebrate. You know, for my fans, I wanted to tell you guys that I love you guys so much. Thank you for the love and support that you've given me and what I keep on receiving each and every time. Still to this day, to this day. You know what I mean? It's very much received, and I appreciate you. One of the top things that's been brought to me is when I'm fighting again, and I promise you guys I'll be back very soon. It's just sometimes the business of boxing, you know, sometimes has to run its course and let it do what it do. But I'll be back very soon. And another thing I wanted to address with a fight that everyone is looking forward to and hope it happens. And, you know, I'm doing everything in my power to make it happen. And I'm referring to it as the Anthony Joshua fight. So, Anthony, you're hearing it from my mouth here personally, you know, from the horse's mouth himself. Hey, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I heard some things about what your promoter said, that my last fight only lasted a short period of time, that I ain't fought in a year, and he don't know if I want to fight or not. But I'm letting you know right now, right here, I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to get in that ring, man. Let's make this the best time of our lives. This would be a major disaster if we would never be able to get in the ring and put our stamp down in history, bro. You know what I mean? When people would think about classic and great fights, I want them to think about us as well, you know, and being able to do that, we got to get in the ring, you know, and that's just what it's all about. You know, the silliest thing I've heard is people saying that you're not ready, and that's the silliest thing, because I don't believe that. I believe you're ready. I hope you're ready. I think you're ready. Let's make this happen, bro. Me and you. Make the history happen. I'm looking forward to seeing your response, bro. I'll talk to you soon. Love, peace, God bless. What's up, baby? It's a good Saturday. It's a beautiful Saturday as Dell. And we out here just celebrating life. And I just wanted to address two situations out here.
So that was the Bronze Bomber.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I don't know. Maybe he felt the approach would be received better by Anthony Joshua. Obviously, he's not trying to discredit Joshua. He's not trying to defame Joshua. You know, he's trying to take Joshua down the road that Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford went down. That road of let's not fuck this up. Let's make history. Let's be remembered with the greats. And that's what I'm hearing from Deontay Wilder. You know, the issue is always going to be the contract, the money. You know, is it going to be easy as he's making it sound in this video when the contracts actually get sent, when the money actually gets divided up? You know, is it still going to be easy? Are we still going to be talking and thinking of history and making history? As long as we can remain in that frame of mind, I think we can get this fight. I really believe we can get this fight. Now, obviously, it's up to Anthony Joshua. Deontay Wilder is not going to be taken to his social media pleading with AJ if it was easy to make a fight with AJ. It's clearly not. You know, Wilder's never really been in the plans. It's my belief they just don't want those issues. And I understand it. But they need to be honest about it so that the world can move on, so that we know, you know, that it's not something we're going to get, and we need to focus our attention on something else. Now, I'm not saying that that something else is exactly this Michael Hunter stuff, but this is what we got, and Wilder doesn't have a fight. So, this is Michael Hunter DMing Deontay Wilder directly. Hello, champ. Tay Jones, member of Deontay Wilder's team, went live on YouTube today and said, I guess this is someone DMing Michael. Excuse me. and said they offered you a fight, but you outpriced yourself. Is there any truth to that? If not, call them out on this BS. And Hunter says here in his caption, now you know not to mention my name and especially not spread false information. I wouldn't hesitate to take a fight for peanuts. Clean this mess up.
These guys' whole cars are getting pulled. And oh, I forgot another name, Michael Hunter. Michael Hunter had been calling out Deontay Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
They seen each other out there in L.A. in the Apex gym. Michael Hunter didn't say shit. But guess what? His whole car got pulled, too. His whole car got pulled, too. We tried to fight Michael Hunter recently, and his trainer was outpricing himself.
Oh, wow.
Come on, man. And, it's certain shit that I shouldn't be saying. You know, D probably ain't going to say too much, but at the end, I'm going to say it, man. These guys hope.
So that is Tate Jones saying that Michael Hunter and his trainer turned down a fight. Michael is on his social media saying it's not true. If you go to Boxing Scene, which I'll go there in a bit, I'll get you a headline that has Wilder's trainer saying that numerous fighters have turned down $4 million to face Deontay Wilder. And that's Malik Scott who said that. And I'll try and find that here on Boxing Scene as quickly as possible. While you're waiting on me to find that article, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. One Man Army, Solo, Dolo, Scarface, No Manolo, but you already know, though. Phone lines is open, 1-4-2-5-5-6-9-52-41. Press 1-1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. I'm going to try and get Twitter working. Now watch this. Watch this. Okay, yeah. All right, so it's not connected. Now we need to connect first. We need to connect first. But in the meantime, let me show you the screen share. This is Wilder's trainer saying, Deontay Wilder's trainer says, fighters have been turning down $4 million paydays. That's a tragedy, right? So there are alleged offers being sent to alleged heavyweights that are not taking the fight. Michael Hunter making it clear he is not one of those heavyweights and that he would take, quote unquote, peanuts. And again, it's not the fight we wanted, but it's certainly the fight that Deontay Wilder needs. He should want to be active. He should want to have more than one round in 4 years. I mean, really, though, it's a big fight. But this is what we're talking about. I'm opening up the phone lines. If you're interested, you know how to call. 1-425-569-5241.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Subscribe to youtube.com/theboxingvoice for the latest and greatest interviews with your favorite fighters.
Tyson Fury.
See?
That's how you get off the line.
You hear that?
Easy.
Of course you hear that. That was Twitter. That's a video literally on Twitter from Top Rank. So I'm going to try this fucking Spaces again, and we're going to see, can we get this Twitter back? Because that's a blow, honestly. That's a low blow as well. I miss not having Twitter. It opens us up and, gets us more people on the show. Nah, it ain't working. Right now, we should have been hearing music playing from the space. But we're going out to Stay Wavy TV. What up?
That's what's happening with you, bro.
What's up? What's up?
Yeah, man. We need to make this Wilder and AJ fight happen, man. You know what I'm saying? This would be a big fight for the culture. You feel me? You got my boy Deontay. Boom, squad. Wilder, you know what I'm saying? Fighting, you know, AJ. You feel me? I mean, we all know my boy Wilder gonna knock AJ out within 6 rounds. You feel me? And honestly, I think AJ and Eddie Hearn, man, like, they don't want this fight to happen because that'll be the end of AJ's career, man. Once Wilder knocks AJ out, bro, I mean, you know, it's over for AJ, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, his career pretty much be done. I mean, you can't bounce back from that. You know what I'm saying? And then these guys that Spencer Wilder that's being offered $4 million, yo, Les, I ain't gonna lie to you, but if I was offered $4 million to fight Wilder, like, I would think about it, Les, because how you gonna enjoy $4 million if you die, Les? You know what I'm saying? Like, Wilder got the right hand of God, but you could possibly, bro, Les, you could possibly die taking the right hand from Wilder, bro. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that I have to think about, bro, because, like, you know, you either going to die or be paralyzed, bro. That's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, we need this fight to happen, man. And Wilder been out the ring way too long, bro. You know, he had that one fight with Helenius. You feel me? He was a journeyman. And, you know, I wanted Wilder to fight Andy Ruiz. You feel me? It sucks they couldn't make that shit happen because I think that would have been a tough fight for Wilder. You feel me? I think that would have been a very competitive, tough fight. And honestly, Andy Ruiz could have pulled that off, bro. You know, Wilder's one of my favorite fighters, but I think Andy Ruiz could have pulled off. He possibly could have pulled off a W against Wilder. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So if we can't get the AJ and Wilder fight, I want to get that Wilder and Andy Ruiz fight. You know what I'm saying? But that's my call, man. You know, subscribe, thumbs up. Shout out to the Boxing Boys. Shout out to Ness and Danny. It's your boy Wavy. I'm out.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, all right. Appreciate you. We are taking phone calls. We got Discord open. If you want to talk, hit us up. I got Average Boxing Fan. Talk to me. Average Boxing Fan. Check, 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 check. Check, check. All right. Well, in the meantime, in between time, let's at least give a slight preview here of the Oshaki Foster card. Like I said, a lot of money coming in on Rocky Hernandez. Obviously, I'm going to ride with Foster. I just haven't seen anything that Rocky has done on this level. But the back and forth between them has been great. I'm very excited for this fight. You should be tuning in to Justice Hooney from Australia taking on TMT Money Maze's own Andrew Tabidi. Shout out to Otis Pemberton, who is out there in Cancun with Andrew as his head trainer. And you know, I'm interested in that fight. Obviously, Andrew's given up a lot. Hooney is a full-fledged heavyweight, but he's taken up the step to Andrew awfully fast, so we'll see, can he be derailed? Oscar Escaldón I seen in the gym. It's hilarious. I had no clue that was him, but I could see through the headgear that that's his face. Bro, he is so small. Like, so small. Crazy. Crazy. And let's be real. I mean, he is done. I don't know what he's doing here. I guess it's because it's Mexico, even though he's not even Mexican. This dude is Colombian or some shit, so whatever. Other than that, there's really no other fights that you need to be looking at that I know of. Everybody else is going to have to make us believers and obviously surprise us, get our attention. But don't forget, we are still talking that fight. It's on your DAZN. As long as you got the package, and it'll be in Cancun. Oshaki Foster defending his title against Eduardo Rocky Hernandez. Remember that the team of Eduardo Rocky Hernandez is the same team of Venardo Lopez, and just a lot of people. So he is fully equipped. It's not like he's coming into this fight as a true B-side. He's closer to, you know, an A-side than the B-side. So there could be some tight scorecards here, especially, you know, with Oshaki going all the way to Cancun. But, you know, Oshaki got to show that there's levels. And he's really got to separate himself in this fight. He can't allow this fight to be at all tight because, you know, it could end badly for him. They can rob him, right? A lot of people are thinking because it's in the hometown, which I don't believe it is. I'm not going to Google it, but I highly doubt Hernandez is from Cancun. But I did want to show this intense face-off that Eddie Hearn shared on his 1.3 million followers here on Instagram.
No, he like looking at me. He can rock out like this all day. You gonna see? Don't touch.
You gonna see?
I love it. He ain't let him touch. You know, people. You know, they be trying to say, oh, it's bad luck. AJ let Andy hold the belt.
It's a difference.
Rocky Hernandez.
It's still, and boy. And still.
And the new
it's
Saturday.
Saturday.
And the new es sábado.
Saturday, I promise you, he's coming back home. Glad you took off the glass. I can see your soul now.
My flow.
You're not ready, man. You put a 126 pound.
He said, I'm glad you took off the glasses. And dude trying to tell him, like, I'm not scared. That's just my flow. That's my style. You feel me?
Down there to get that belt. Yeah. That's what he said.
See, the dude talking, that's the manager. And you know, he's got a lot of he's like the new Samson, the younger version of Samson. But I got to find out what country he's from. I don't know if he's from Mexico, but he's got a lot of good fighters, a couple champions already.
Yeah, you saying what I did a 140 pounder in Costa Rica?
Don't talk like that.
He wasn't no contender.
Yeah. And who has he fought? That was no on rate. Who has he fought that's on rate?
Are you
now,
ready to fight?
Who has Oshaki asking, who did Rocky fight that's on Ray Vargas level?
We're going to talk for him,
though.
Don't
talk for him. You don't see my people talking for me. Don't talk for him.
No, because you're taking it back.
I mean, he got to talk for him. Let's be real. His English ain't good enough.
Stay easy, bro. Why he couldn't get straight
to me? You ain't ready, Oshaki.
He could have been a mandatory.
You ain't ready. You didn't even want to take this fight.
Don't have. Don't have.
Ooh, they said you ain't want to take this fight. Listen.
Don't care what we went to. They've been running from this fight for 2 years.
Running from this fight for 2 years.
They took a stay busy fight in the summertime instead of going straight into a fight with the champ. Come on, man. I ain't fought since February. We could have got it active in the summer. Hey, you see my man's need a cheerleader, man.
Damn, that's less than 1%, though. It only got 1,100 likes. That's fucking crazy. He got 1.3 followers, bro. Eddie, you know, at least he's trying. I do also want to show you this because I know people are going to talk about it. And it is what it is, you know. We can talk about it. Oh, what's going on? So, Gray from BoxRec received an email from the commission in Texas that Keyshawn Davis versus Nahir Albright has been overturned from a Keyshawn Davis win to a no decision. Davis has also been placed on a 90-day suspension for a rules violation and will not be eligible to fight this year. Remember, he was scheduled to fight Jose Pedraza. They just finalized that fight. Now this happened, and this is jeopardizing that fight. But the thing is that no one knows what he tested positive for, or if he tested positive. Is it PEDs? Is it? I don't even know what the fuck could it be. What else do you get suspended and you get a no contest? You got to have something in your system after the post-fight piss test. But Keyshawn Davis and Nahir Albright has been overturned to a no decision by the Texas Commission. And the exact reason for this is unclear at this time, but that's per BoxRec Gray. So I know there's going to be some that want to talk about it. So it's there. We can certainly discuss. What we don't know is why he suspended. So Calling in and asking why is he suspended isn't going to help anybody. But I got Cuban Missile, member for 6 months on that champ level. What's good, Ness and TBV Nation? Make sure y'all like, subscribe. Y'all. Ness, love what you've been doing, brother. Been good listening to the morning pod. Just wanted some quick thoughts on that Keyshawn Davis situation. Well, I'm glad I just said that because there goes your thoughts. I got Negron, $5 super chat. He says, Ness, fan of the show, just wanted to drop a super chat. And Wilder still singing? Laugh out loud. Cook him. Nah, bro, let Wilder do his thing, champ, man. Everybody's entitled to a little song. Really in the mood, babe. Let's get in the groove, babe. So what you got to lose, yo, babe? You know this that shit you want in the Caribbean beats, like. Let's get in the groove, babe. So what you got to lose, babe? Yeah, I fuck with this song, though. I ain't gonna front, man. Let Wilder do his thing. Don't be hating on my boy. It's just me and you, baby. You know you like that shit. I got 619 Cali Factor, $5 super chat. Salute, Ness. I think Eddie is too terrified to let AJ fight Wilder. And did you hear about Keyshawn Davis suspended for 90 days? I sure did, and I'm extra glad we just screenshared it and talked about it. Pugilist Zine, $3. Very excited about Foster, Rocky, underrated scrap. Yes, sir. We're going to be doing a live fight chat. We'll also be live from Hardeen for the Tyson Fury. Then we'll be back probably here because that DAZN card doesn't start till 8, I believe. But cheer.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, he said, let him cook. Okay, my bad. Leonard Sterling, 5-pounder. People need to move on from the past. AJ and Wilder agreed to fight in Saudi with skills challenge. No control over Saudi politics. Fight will happen. But when, champ? I mean, AJ was out there saying that it probably can still happen on the Usyk Fury card. So, you know, if that's the case, we want it. We want it this year. Wilder's saying he's available. So, you know, it'd be good if we can get it. Let me see if this Twitter space is going to work the other way. I don't think it is, though. James Benitez. Yeah, that ain't working. See, I heard nothing. So sad. Let me see. And maybe it's a bug, bro, because let me see something. I bet you I hear you now. I do hear you. Yeah, but not on the show, champ. Not on the show the way it needs to be. But give me a sec. Let's try something else. Hold on. You won't have to run a lot of tests with you. Oh, shit, it's working. I hear you now. This shit crazy, bro. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm still here.
It worked. It worked. I don't know. Shit weird, bro.
It is what it is, man. You steady grinding, man. That's all. I respect that, man. Now with the topic of the show, I don't believe anything that they said, man. Talking about they offered, what, 4 different fighters, $4 million? I mean, like, let's just run through the names of some fighters that he probably could. I mean, Otto Wallin. He damn near stole the whole trilogy and everything and took that away from Wilder. And everything would have upset win over Fury if he would have did that. I mean, Lord knows he never made that kind of money. So with him almost beating Fury, I would highly doubt that he'll turn down $4 million.
Bro.
Michael.
Breaking news. Up? Ryan O'Hara is reporting that Keyshawn tested positive for marijuana. That's, first of all, fire. Yeah, fire.
Yeah.
More fire. More fire. Yo, fuck all that shit. Get that man his win back. If that man could fight and he got that stamina, and he got that stamina with some weed, let that motherfucker be the next Ricky Williams for boxing, man. Fuck all that shit, bruh. No, sir. I'm not happy. That's unfair. Hardeen up. Get your discount code. I got them for you, man. We support marijuana over here. What the fuck they doing? No. No, that ain't fair.
Oh, that's some bullshit right there, man.
That's crazy, bruh. That's fucked up.
For some weed? Yeah, it's fucked up, man. With all the other shit that be going on, man. Man, Keyshawn, man, you need to go ahead and petition that, man, and get your fucking win back, man. There's no reason why.
Bro, if that was in Vegas, it wouldn't even happen. If they don't even test for that shit, bro. Crazy, bro. That's fucked up, for real, for real.
Mm. And so you telling me they would have tested for that in Florida for his next fight?
Hell yeah, they in Florida. That, Vegas the only commission that ain't testing, right? From what I hear. Mean,
Jesus. Damn. Is what it is. What it is. My call real quick. I'll think about the Keyshawn shit later. But, yeah, man. We know the Hunters, man. Michael Hunter, man. We know he ain't turning down no smoke. I mean, we saw what the hell his brother did in that damn, what was it, Vegas Casino, some shit like that? What, beat that nigga up? That random street dude up or some shit like that? Like, yeah. We know the Hunter family ain't run away from no smoke. I mean, shit, what, Big Bang? Come on, man, Big Bang wants that Wilder fight, man. Like, we know he ain't turning that shit down after he already damn beat up a top 10 heavyweight. And on top of that, I mean, shit, Gerald Miller. Come on, man. Gerald Miller, man, he's starving for a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? We know they ain't holler at him, and he used to be Wilder's ass and goddamn sparring and shit, allegedly. I'm going to say allegedly because I know the Wilder fans going to come out and say, oh, that ain't true. But, shit, Gerald Miller used to speak goddamn very foul on Wilder's name and everything. And Wilder ain't never really check him on that shit, so there must be some truth to it. Either way it goes, man, I'm not believing that money's real. It probably was way less than that. And besides, man, who the fuck cares, man, about an A.J. Wilder, man? We want to see some other shit. Wilder, at the point after getting taking the loss of the Fury, he needs to rebuild. He needs to do more than what he did from that Hellenius fight, so... Give us some other fights, man. Rebuild. And then let's see. See if you really still are the king that you once was, man. Anyways, Ness, I'm out, man. I'll let the show keep rolling.
All right. Yo, that's fucked up, bro. I'm making a post for this. That's crazy. Let me get to the next caller. Brandon, on Twitter, we missed you, man. What up? Oh, shit, I'm screen sharing. I'm always doing that. What up, Brandon?
Yeah.
What up, Brandon?
This Wilder-Joshua fight, I mean, what up? Yo, did you see that... Did you see that Tyson Fury and Ngannou press conference?
Nah. Yeah. It depends which day.
Yeah. I just popped up on my Instagram feed. This guy actually headbutted him during the press conference. Honestly, looking at that itself, I just think that Tyson Fury is going to lose. And like I don't say that was just like guessing, but it's actually possible that he might lose. And if that happens, like without a doubt, Usyk will probably be the best to be named as the best heavyweight in all boxing. Because Tyson Fury, like, yeah, he was praised for like a certain amount of time as like the best boxer heavyweight, but I don't think he's really that good. Like, okay, yeah, he beat Wilder a couple times. He's like he has like a lot of wins and he's pretty tough, but he's kind of like cringy, and people just like him because he's from the UK, which I understand it. Like UK people are like pretty cool people, but there's a lot of those fighters from the UK, which that are kind of overrated. In my opinion, if he loses this fight, he's just kind of like, he'll probably still be like one of the greatest, but he probably won't be like the greatest like currently. Like that'll go to Usyk. And then if Ganu wins, it's going to be like, yeah, we have like a new like challenger on the come up. So either way, it's going to go, it's going to be good. Is this like October 29th? Like something like that? Like it's coming up soon. That's going to be interesting to see who wins that. I actually want to see that. But, you know, that Tank interview, bro, like, dang, man, that guy Tank, dude, you got to get him on in, like, your spaces one time to see what he says. Because I remember I saw him in one of those spaces. He was actually talking to, like, some other guys in the spaces about, like, his style of fighting. Like, it was crazy. Like, I wonder if you could, like, reach out to him and be like, hey, Tank, we were trying to get you on our, we're trying to get you on our spaces to see what he says. Like, imagine that, getting Tank on the interviewing Tank. Like, that would be insane. Like, the guys, he actually seems pretty cool. Like, he doesn't seem like an asshole, you know? So, that would be nice. But, no, like, I just seen something on Twitter saying, like, Devin Haney, after this Progress fight, Devin Haney's gonna, just gonna fight, whatever his name is, Tank too. Like, this guy Devin Haney wants to fight like the greatest fighters. I don't know like what he's trying to do with his career, but he's trying to fight like really big, really good fighters. Like, I don't understand. Like, yeah, it's good to do that, but like you might actually, like, you have a chance of losing. Like, here's the thing, what Canelo did was smart. Here's what Canelo did that was smart. He chose fighters that he knew were, he was probably gonna, most likely gonna win. He didn't choose those difficult fighters, that like those big fights, those huge fights. But hey, like, it worked out for him. This guy, you'd probably beat every single person, almost every single person he came across. But no, like, I feel after seeing that interview with Tank, I feel like Tank is just like in this mode where he's like not gonna lose any fights at all. That this guy is like, he knows he's like a fuck, like, he knows he's like a legend, but he just doesn't really act like it because he's just humble. That's, he's kind of, dude, in a way, he's kind of like fucking whatever his name is, Mayweather. Because that's how Mayweather was too. Like, he was like, he knew he was the greatest of all time, but the dude was just humble as hell. Like, every time, like, he spoke in interviews and like public speaking. So like, Tank, you know what he says is funny and all, but in like reality, he can probably knock out like 95% of his opponents. But it's not your time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, Brandon, you the man. You the man. Yo, so many people sending me this Keyshawn shit, bro. It's crazy. That sucks, bro. I'm not. I already did my little post. Fuck all that. I'm not with the shaming anybody for smoking. Imagine they would have let Ricky Williams keep playing football. Probably would have been the greatest running back, bro, in the world. Not to mention how many kids he would have inspired to still play football. You know, because some people just quit. Like, I know dudes like that. Like, man, they like smoking so much, they not trying to do activities that require, you feel me, running. But that's because they don't know you can break through. Like, there's actually people that run marathons smoke weed, man. Like, that's fucked up. All I'm saying is, if a motherfucker could fight at that level, huh? Come on, bro. Let that man be, bro. Why y'all doing him like that? NFL, what up?
Yo, what it do, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. Yo, quick question about the Keyshawn thing. Don't, like, different states got different, like, rules, yes, and commissioners and all that?
Yeah, so Vegas let you smoke. Vegas let you smoke and joke. Not wherever he fought at. Where he fought at, though? Didn't he fight him? No, he fought in Texas, not in Vegas.
Yeah, he fought in Texas. So, wait, they can block him from fighting in Florida, though? Like, even though they got different commissions, too, and shit?
Well, you're right about that. He's probably suspended in Texas and not over there, but you don't know if the other commission is just going to run with it.
True. Oh, all right. Yeah, I just seen Rick Glacier post that, for real. I don't know how how, you know, what's the name? Accurate he is, bro. But he the first person I seen say Showtime was going out of business. So,
and what did he say now? He's saying what?
He's saying, yeah, it was for marijuana. He can't fight December 9th and all that.
Hmm. Sucks, bro. That's crazy, yeah. Bro. How you don't let motherfuckers smoke? They out here working. You feel me? So it's like they need that little relaxation for the body and the muscles, man. That's not
exactly. Right. If anything, it's not no like performance enhancer. That's going to drag you down. If anything, like, come on now.
Word, bro. I can't believe it, man. Seriously.
But yo, real quick, I want to touch. What's up?
Oh, man. Nah, Kid Schofield sent me the news, and he like, what happened? He not ready.
That'll be a good comeback fight, though, for him after this little 90 days.
Word.
But now I wanted to touch on the topic last night because, you know, Twitter Space wasn't working real quick. Yo, that I hope McGill not fighting Canelo next. Was that like... like something you use fantasy book, you know, is that like a rumor?
Nah, that's rumor in ESPN Mexico.
Man, for one, didn't Canelo's out his own mouth say he ain't fighting no Mexicans when he can't David Benavidez? But now all of a sudden it's cool when it's Mogia, right? That's crazy to me.
Well, they saying Mogia is in May and Benavidez is in what you call it?
September,
yeah.
Oh, boy. See, that'd be cool. But I don't know. My good, in my opinion, he lost his last fight against Sergey, too. Like, he don't, damn sure don't deserve it. Like, people was comparing him to Berlinga. Like, they say, yo, he should fight Berlinga. Now you just jump to Canelo. Come on, man. You ready to get stopped early. And yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Remember he moved up. Sergey. He moved up to 68 with Derevchenko and get stopped. So you know,
yeah, he ain't get stopped. It's just like that was like my first or second week in the betting show and all that. But I thought he lost. But I was cool because you know that made us some money.
Feel like it's your time. Bet. But appreciate you, champ. That's the call. We going out to Majid. What up?
Yo, what up? How I sound?
Straight.
Everybody need to like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members or Patreon for something. Shit, looking at the title, I feel like that Wilder versus Joshua shit is absolute cap because motherfucking Eddie Hearn and them said that they decided to go a different direction. They fucking with Hergovich because WBC rankings are mandatory at the winner undisputed, you know, like what they said, you know. So I feel like, you know, like, I don't believe, you know what I'm saying? And then other dude, like, I don't even like Michael Hunter. Shit, I mean, if he want to do it, you know, I don't even know what to say about that.
I mean, ain't nobody else calling out Wilder.
Yeah, it's a
Andy
fight.
Andy Ruiz want 20-10 and all this weird shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
nobody
I feel like
really calling him out.
Some good money. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, you know, the excitement is my reaction right now. Like, but, you know, like, niggas need to get active one way or another. But, hey, man, I'm like, how much longer do... No, this is what I'm asking you. Do you think that AJ and Eddie Hearn, like, together have enough power to get, like, to make a fight where Wilder, if they absolutely wanted it, like, nobody else, do you think that they could make the fight or whatever? Because
hell yeah,
like,
but it would have, they could definitely make the fight, but Wilder would have to be willing to go to the zone. They could do the zone America. They could do it. They could do the fight in the UK, still sell it in America. They could do it.
They could
do it in America too if they want because Wilder's big enough. That's why Fury did it here. They could do it in Las Vegas.
I'm just feeling like, you know, they need to, man, Eddie Hearn and them, they need to stop playing and make that shit, man. We got all these fights.
The thing is, those dudes got to stop wanting $20 million guaranteed. You know what I'm saying? $40 million up front. That's not.
Yeah, that's hella bread. Somebody was asking for that much.
I mean, you just gotta imagine if Canelo making 50, Wilder made 25 with Brazil, and he made whatever he made with Fury. I mean, it just makes sense.
Has any of them made that type of money after they
Hell yeah, AJ make that type of money.
Oh, Wilder hasn't.
No, Wilder has, but not as consistently as AJ. But let me get right back to you. It looks like I got a guest here.
All right,
champ. Daniel, what's up, champ? Daniel Blanco's in the building. You're originally from Milwaukee, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah, man. We got a trainer that calls into this show, and he put us on you a while back, man, and told us that you had been working with Benavidez and, you know, to keep an eye on you. I think you even got one fight in Milwaukee, right? In that area?
Nah. I haven't fought in Milwaukee before yet.
Oh, okay. But yeah, man, talk to us. I know you're going to be on the Benavidez and Demetrius Andrade undercard. Last time we spoke, you weren't sure about the opponent. Did they give you an opponent already?
Yeah, I finally got an opponent. Guy from Texas, 10-3. It'll be a great fight.
All right, 10-3. What's his name?
Ranko Gonzalez, I think, something like that.
Your last fight, I actually know Devon Lee, tough veteran. Been in the game for a minute. You went the full distance with him. Did you expect to go the distance, or did you go into that fight thinking you'd stop him?
To be honest, I don't really go into fights thinking I'm going to knock him out or get the stoppage. You know, I like to take every fight. We take it round by round. You know, we don't rush into things. You know, I like to stay calm, composed. And if the knockout comes, it comes, you know, great. But if not, then I'm going to just do my job and try to look the best as I can, you know?
Absolutely. You've been very, very busy. I mean, in 2022, you were able to rack up 4 fights. 2023, you already got 3 fights. This will be your 4th fight. Not a lot of people can say they fought 4 times in 2 years back-to-back, man. What do you attribute that to? And I'm sure you're excited that you are getting to fight once per quarter.
Oh, yeah, of course. I love it. You know, I love staying active. Every fight, I feel like I'm getting better. I'm building up more. I'm looking better. I'm working on things every day in the gym. So every fight, you know, I get to pull things out of the bag and give the fans exciting fights.
Do you go into these fights fully knowing, like, there's really no way this guy can beat me? Like, I'm sparring the Mexican monster. I'm in camp with him since I started boxing. Like, you know, essentially, one can look at it that you're being groomed to take over the division by what people fear is the boogeyman of the division. How do you look at it?
Yeah, I feel very blessed to be part of the team, you know, and to be sparring and working with David and all the Benavidez team. So I feel really good. I feel very confident going into the fight because we train hard, man. We train like animals. So you win the fights training, you know?
Absolutely.
Digging deep. So at the end of the day, you know, we just go in the ring and we do our job.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
For sure, man. And I'm sure it's a very competitive surrounding. I remember they blessed me one time to be in the training camp when they were in L.A. somewhere at the mansion. And, you know, it's all these guys, so you're pushing each other. You know, everybody runs together. Everybody spars together. Speaking of that, I'm sure you work with Pacheco, too.
Oh, yeah, of course, with Diego.
Okay. Yeah, man. Wow. That seems like a perfect setup. How did you connect with them? Because you're all the way in Milwaukee.
Yeah. So the thing is, I had met David and Jose Sr. back in California when they were, I forgot who they were getting ready for, but they were at the Brick House sparring. And I have some family out there in Cali, and I was visiting them, and we found out that they were going to spar over there. So, you know, we all like linked up there, we met there, and they really liked the work, so we just kept in contact, you know, after all this time. And then,
so you were a pro already?
No, I was still amateur during that time.
And who was your trainer at that time?
My father. My father has always been my trainer.
Is he still in the corner with you now?
Yeah, my father's still in the corner, and right now Jose is my main trainer along with my dad.
And obviously, you guys have been together now for a minute, so I'm assuming the chemistry's been good between your father and Jose. They clicked well.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, they clicked real good. My father has been a big fan of Jose, too, so, you know, he feels very comfortable with Jose working with me, and so do I, you know. Being part of the team is just awesome. Everyone gets along. We all push each other. And, you know, on November, it's going to be a big, big night for us.
For sure, man, for sure. That's a great story. So I'm assuming you moved in with them, right? Because that's how Jose likes it. He likes his fighters to, like, stay together when they're in camp.
Yeah. I'm staying right now. I'm fortunate enough to be with another fighter here from the team that's over here in Seattle.
Okay. Who's that?
He's one of our guys. His name is Julio. We call him Dados.
Okay. All right. So I got a couple questions here from the people. I'm gonna pull that up in a bit, but I do want to know, where'd you get the nickname before we move on? How'd you get the nickname Iceman?
So I actually got it from an old coach back in Milwaukee. Because he gave it to me because before every fight, you know, I get my hands wrapped and all that. I would go around touching people with my hands because they'd be so cold for some reason. He's like, man, your hands are as cold as ice. I'm going to just call you the Iceman.
Oh, man. Why did I think it was because you was putting people to sleep? You know, when you knock somebody out, they say he iced them.
Okay. Yeah. That's true. Got ice in the veins, you know.
I got James Valdez in San Antonio, Texas. He says, Benavidez versus Boo Boo. Who wins and how? Oh, boy. Like, you're going to say Boo Boo.
Yeah, right? No, man. I got David. In the camp, they haven't been taking Boo Boo lightly, man. David's been training hard. He's locked in. He's focused. He's training like an animal every day. And to be honest, I think it's going to be a real, real good fight, man. And I think David's going to stop him towards round 8 or 9, if I'm being honest.
I got Ruin of 504, New Orleans. He says, what's the status on your nursing career?
you know, that's funny that I didn't know about that. Want to become a nurse. You know, I was going to school to become a nurse. And, you know, I think I got like a year and a half in of gen eds, you know, taking all those courses. But it was just taking too long, man. That process to become a nurse is tough. So
you were trying to be a registered nurse?
Yeah. I was. And that process was just taking too long, you know. So I told my parents, I'm like, let me just, you know, let me do something else, you know, so I can still get a little technical diploma, you know. So instead of becoming a registered nurse, I became a CNA, a nursing assistant.
Okay. The last question is coming from New York Bullet in New York. Says, what up, champ? Who were your favorite fighters coming up?
Coming up? Man, so there's a lot of good fighters nowadays, man. But the thing is, you know, I like to watch the old school fighters a lot too.
Okay, who's that?
For sure, I would have to say Chavez, definitely. Legend, man. Juan Manuel Marquez, Roy Jones Jr. Who else do I watch a lot? And I'd say, to be honest, those three I really like watching them, man. They're just so. Yeah, go ahead.
Who would you say your style is modeled after?
You know, I try to take bits and pieces from everyone that I see. You know, if I feel like I can modify it towards something I can do, then you know I'll try to add it to the tool bag. But I like to watch a lot of boxing, man. That's just how you get better sometimes, you know, just watching that film, studying all the greats, seeing what you could do.
For sure, man. Well, those are all my questions, Daniel. I want to thank you, obviously, for joining us. We wish you the best of luck November 25th. Anywhere you want to direct people for tickets? Did they give you a ticket block or anything like that, or are those tickets already sold out?
Not that I know of. I think the pre-sales already went live. So we just gotta wait till that day comes. Now November 25th, it's gonna be a big night.
For sure, champ. Well, appreciate you coming on the show, man. Keep grinding. We'll be locked in November 25th.
Thank you so much for having me, y'all.
All right, I'll send you the link when it's out.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Even though we live, but you know, they be still wanting a link. You know how that go. We got Trey in Omaha. What up? Damn, my bad, James. He said it was one more. I got it. Man, that post was out for a bit. Listen, if you're a YouTube member, if you're a TBV Patreon, anybody I interview, even if it's a last-minute interview, I put a post out for you. You should always check your community page. You should always check your members page. Anyone that I interview, there's a post. Right now, there's a post for Lou DiBella, you know, Peter Dobson. Anybody that I said is going to be on the show, it's just sitting there waiting for you to drop your question and waiting for us to get them on the show. Sometimes these things get rescheduled. Look, I completely forgot I got Frank Smith tomorrow. I just remembered today. I need to remember tomorrow. He's supposed to be on at 9:30 a.m., which then we can really talk about Wilder Joshua. So you have to remind me. What up, Knight?
Shouts out to the boxing voice. Shouts out to Ness, Danny, whole team, man. So they really took away the business and lost?
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
What do you mean took the business away? Oh, yeah, you talking about Keyshawn. Yeah. Got a no contest. The rumor is, hasn't been officially announced, but according to reports, it's marijuana.
That's bullshit, because if it's marijuana, right, so-called, they say marijuana is supposed to deplete you. It ain't giving him no fucking boost. I thought marijuana supposed to slow you down and all this shit. So why the fuck? It ain't like he took some cocaine and got enhancement. It wasn't no enhancing drug. Right? And then I don't even look at marijuana as like a drug. I mean, shit, man, it's a fucking plant at the end of the day. And then like, damn, bro. A drug is when they put all them fucking chemicals in it. Like, cocaine is a drug. Yeah, the coca plant, it comes from that, but they got to mix all them fucking chemicals and shit to make that powder. to put up your fucking nose. The marijuana is nothing but a herb from a fucking tree, bush, whatever you want to call it, that grows out the ground. That you take off that motherfucker, roll it up, or put it in a pipe, or you can just put it in a fucking one of the smoke vacuums and let it blow the smoke out and sit in the motherfucker. How the fuck? I don't understand that, man. That's crazy. They doing him like that. Like, it's crazy. It ain't like he tested dirty for steroids or clomiderol or all that other shit. Like, that's crazy right there. And the Wilder Joshua, I'm over that shit. Fury and what's the name? That's a fucking publicity stunt. Shouts out to my man Bill Haney, you know what I'm saying? That right there, publicity stunt. Nobody watching that fucking Nagano and Fury. Like, bro, you a professional boxer. Like, man, you doing the shit Floyd did when he retired. You ain't even retired. Like, come on now. Like, everybody trying to do that shit what Floyd did with McGregor. Like, nah. Hell nah, man. I don't like it. I'm not buying that shit on the 28th. When they'll touch it. I don't give a fuck what people say. That's what's fucking the sport up. They be like, oh, no, you're not buying that. You got to support the sport. The fuck I'm going to support a publicity stunt for? Like, hell no. Nah. He not fighting. Even when he fought, who was that, Chisora? At least Chisora, a fucking bona fide fighter in boxing. I mean, Nagano, a bona fide fighter, but that's UFC. Chisora, at least he's a real boxer with an actual record and knockouts and shit. Man, this man is 0-0-0. Nothing. And you fight him putting up your fucking WBC belt? Like, boxing should be ashamed. That's why Showtime went out of business. For bullshit like that. They should be ashamed of that shit, man. Ain't no damn way, man. But y'all, you know what I'm saying? If anything, y'all get this motherfucking Shakur fight coming up. At least he's fighting a real boxer, a real fighter in Santos. Y'all get this Haney fight coming up. You find a real fighter and boxer in Regis. That's my call, man.
All right, all right, all right. Let's see what we got. Average boxing fan, what up? No average boxing fan. We going out to Trey in Omaha. What up? Trey, gotta unmute. Gotta unmute, Trey. All right, we're gonna move on to Rex in Delaware. What up?
Yo, yo, Ness, what up, big dog?
Chilling, chilling. What up with you?
Ain't a whole lot, man. It's your favorite Delaware. Probably because I'm your own Delaware. I digress. Anyway, they really smoked Keyshawn over some bud, my nigga. Like, I can't get over that. That's my dude. I love that dude. I was watching fight live and everything. Like, that's crazy. Like, I'm thinking about what you said. Like, if you can smoke some bud and still be able to fight at that level, like, that deserves a goddamn round of applause. Not a suspension. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be serious. Like, ain't bud damn near, like, legal in the whole United States now? Like, bud damn near legal everywhere. I ain't think they really carried it like that. I'm doing that. I ain't think they really worried. They look for bud like that no more. For real. I really didn't know that. Learn something new every day. Ain't want to learn it this way. But touch on the Wilder part. Like, I kind of laughed at that video because I ain't going to hold you at first. Because, and don't get me wrong, Wilder's my guy and everything, but he was really trying his best to be as cool and as docile as possible. Like, he was really trying to make Joshua feel comfortable, it seemed like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Got your R&B music playing in the background and shit, talking him up, bigging him up, you know, talking about they said you ain't ready to get knocked out. I mean, ready to fight, but, you know, I know you're ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? No more getting knocked out like your daddy used to, you know? Worry about this right hand. You ain't going to feel it. It's going to hit you so fast, tongue. You'll wake up with your eyes open. You know, I'll be over. Yeah, that was funny to me, though. That was funny. I ain't going to hold. I do hope we still get to see that fight. I ain't going to lie. I know it's kind of past his prime, but I always wanted to see it. And I think both of them are still in good shape to give us a good fight. So hopefully they can still make it happen. Of course, I think it would have been better back when they were both like in their prime. They both had so much momentum. It would have been so much more explosive. But I really do want to see it. And I seen something the other day. I didn't open it up and look at it. So I came down my news feed where it was saying something like Tyson Fury was saying he didn't want them on his undercard. So I didn't open it up and look at it. So I don't know how truthful it is if he really said that or not. But, you know, if that's the case, I guess they have to do their own thing. But I would still love to see that fight. And Oshaki Foster, he's a featherweight, right? Super feather?
130. Mm-hmm. Lightweight. 130.
I thought he was like, okay. I thought he was like 126. But the guy he's fighting, I don't know him. Can you put me up on game? Like, what do you know about the guy he's fighting?
What do I know about him? Not much. Not much. I know him because he's from out here, so I've watched him spar, and I know his trainer, but, like, I ain't watched his fights. I don't remember who he fought.
Okay. I might do my research and check it out so I can know what to expect. So I'll be going to bet this money. Yeah, but that's my call, brother. I'm keeping it short and sweet. Shout out to the Boxing Voice. Everybody hit that like, subscribe. That's my call. About.
Appreciate you, man. We going out to General Camino.
Yo, Nash, you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro, this Keyshawn situation is kind of crazy, but as an advocate for marijuana, I still got to be responsible. He tripping. In the words of who hit you? Floyd Schofield? He not ready. What happened, man? He not ready. At this level, you got to put the drugs down, man. I thought that was a cardinal rule when you're dealing with professional boxing. I mean,
again, it's only a cardinal rule because people think if you do it, you're going to get gas. He show you he don't gas, and I don't think we should shame him. I think he should be praised. I mean, this is what y'all did to Ricky Williams, and now everybody in football smokes weed, meaning we could have had the best running back ever. He could have went to the history books, and he could have inspired other smokers to see they could still be an athlete, but dudes keep shaming athletes to smoke. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, first thing we got to do is admit and understand that the research on the effects of marijuana are still very unclear and cloudy.
I mean, they're definitely not a PED, more like a PDD, not a performance enhancement drug, more like a performance deterrent drug. Because if anything, you about to tell us how it deters you from being as good as you should be.
Not necessarily. In some cases, marijuana can enhance your breathing. So, I mean, yo, there's a lot of different ways to go with it. But because the research isn't clear at all, you got to go with just not using it, bro. I mean, to play around and try to pretend like you're not going to get caught, like, bro. He got to grow up, bro. And for me, I'm going to go past using it. The fact that you getting caught, you're not ready, bro. You're not ready. Like, you're not supposed to get caught. You're supposed to do your dirt, and ain't nobody supposed to know about it. But you're doing your dirt, and you getting caught. That's on you, bro. You got to grow up. That's some kid shit right there. Don't advocate for no kid shit, bro. Those are kid decisions, man.
I mean, he holds camp, bro. I think you got to remember, he holds camp in Las Vegas where it's legal. His trainers live in Las Vegas. They have a camp house here. It's legal in Las Vegas, and they don't test in the commission of Las Vegas. So this is more a boxing is broken thing than a Keyshawn is not a mature adult thing. Boxing should have universal rules. I should not be allowed to smoke and compete in Vegas, but not allowed to do that in another state. Now, granted, that other state is not legal, but again, marijuana stays in your system 30 days. So we don't even know the last time
exactly.
He smoked.
So then there's no but. When you're a pro athlete, you done signed contracts, you got obligations. if you know there's a possibility you could fight in states where it's banned and you could be tested and penalized for it, there's no but, bruh. It's either you're going to grow up or you're not going to fucking grow up. And you know what Keyshawn chose? Not to grow up, bruh. And that's okay, but it just shows he not ready. You trying to be sympathetic, and I get that. But, bro, he ain't sitting in the hood with no resources right now. Like, let's not baby this kid, bro. He been in the Olympics. He done been overseas. He done been in foreign countries where if you get bagged with marijuana, bruh, you might be an adult for a couple months. So, I mean, I look at it like that, bruh. You got to grow up, bruh. And I advocate for weed. I'm about to go smoke right now after I eat this little sandwich. But I'm not a pro boxer. I don't have obligations. I didn't sign no contract. You feel me? I don't got a family I got to feed based off my boxing. So, I mean, bruh, you just got to grow up, bruh. You really just got to grow up. But outside of that, the Anthony Joshua, the Wilder fight, I'm ready for that. I mean, we should have had that about 5 years ago, but boxing is what it is. So if we get that, that'd be dope. And then what else was we talking about today? The fights this weekend. I think that Oshaki Foster fight might be real good too. But I also want to give some props to The Zone because I think they do real good with those in public person face-to-face meetups. The last one they did with Sonny Edwards was really good. I think that one they got coming up with him and Bam should be pretty good too. So I definitely want to give The Zone a props for that. I mean, they're not the best out, but, you know, they do what they got to do sometimes, and they put together a good product. So, you know, I got to be thankful for it. But at the same time, I was on their website the other day because I was thinking about resubscribing. We got to get that subscription price down for The Zone. They're kind of bugging with the $20. For what we get in, I don't think that's enough. That's kind of crazy. But outside of that, man, thanks for the call. Everybody have a good night.
All right. Jay Dykeman, what up?
One, two, one, two.
Holla at us.
Oh, you hear me?
I mean, that's usually what holla at me means. Fams.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I'm not against marijuana because I used to smoke. However, when I stopped smoking 40 years ago, I tend to do better in life. And that's an opinion that I have. Also, when you apply for jobs out here, even though marijuana is legal, if they, like for me, you know what, if you don't knock it off, you know, knock it off. When you apply for jobs in any state in America, and you have to, like me, I applied for FedEx, and they told me I have to take a drug test and physical eye test, you know, all that stuff. And I did, and I passed everything. But if you have marijuana in your system, you're not going to pass. They don't care. That's FedEx, Amazon, UPS, USPS, United States Post Office. So I think that what the caller was saying was, even though you it's legal in all these states, it's time for you to understand that there's some things that people are going to frown on and some things that people are not. Companies are going to frown on and some companies won't. But most companies are frowning on their employees on drugs, on marijuana, if founding your system. But anyway, what up, man? I forgot what y'all was talking about. Went off on some other shit. Anyway, I hit you with a counterpunch if I remember. Thank you, Ness. Peace.
Peace, homie. Peace, homie. Yo, people responding like they shocked at the fact that he popped for Bud, bro. I'm telling you, like, dudes is like, yo, he's still they still testing for that? Like, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy how this is why I feel so blessed, and I just thank God that, you feel me, I have y'all and nobody could tell me shit. Because imagine I couldn't smoke. I would be so tight. You feel me, General Camino? We got to you?
Yeah, you got to me already, bro.
You the champ. Average boxing fan, what up?
What up, bro? What up? Yo, tomorrow's card is fucking lit.
So yes, face sir. Off.
The face off on the beach stopped me yesterday, bro. They got turned up in the beach yesterday. And then earlier I was watching the presser. Man, they on some animosity shit, man. The green print.
They know each other. Like, right? They know each other. Foster told him he'd been ducking the fight for 2 years.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm actually excited for the little card, bro, because that Eduardo Nunez guy. I mean, I heard Eddie saying that if he pulls it off, he's in line to either fight the winner of Foster and Rocky. And also next
bro,
week.
Bro, he's going to pull it off, bro. He's going to pull it off. Motherfucking Escaldón is like a little smurf.
Yeah, so everybody should tune in, you know. Cause that's a little there's a mix right there between that dude with the 100% KO ratio, and then Corvina as well. So all those three guys are in the mix to fight. I mean, they're all 130s, right? Corvina, yep. Foster, Rocky, and yeah. Keep an eye out for that. And on the Wilder AJ shit, I mean, I want to see it. Why not? I feel like Wilder knocks AJ the fuck out. But I prefer to see Big Bang and Wilder, bro. To me, that's a very intriguing fucking fight. Because Big Bang carries power to knock out Wilder as well, bro.
That's the fight I want.
Do you want it in the States, or you wouldn't mind it out there in China? I've had it.
It don't matter.
That person in the back car, but
I'm going to China.
Against him going
if it
to China.
Happens in China, I'm going to China for the first time. Unless it's, you know, issues with travel.
That's
I'm going.
A massive event. Super massive event. In China, Wilder, Big Bang, that shit sounds lit, bro. But yeah, everybody needs to tune in tomorrow to watch fucking Foster and Rocky. It should be a very entertaining fight. I just hope fucking Foster doesn't get clipped with those shots that Yakubov was catching him with. Cause I went back to watch that fight, bro, and he was getting hit quite a bit. I feel like he can't get hit like that by Rocky, because this dude hits fucking hard. From all the videos I've been watching of him, he be having some fucking power behind them hits. But that's it, doggy. That's all I got. Y'all need to tune in tomorrow, though.
All right, champ. Trees Toledo.
Yo.
Yeah.
What up, yo? What up, dog? I got some shit to say. If I burn over, I got you on this cheese. But, hey, I heard your caller earlier. Shout out to Tyler McCurry and Jared Anderson inspiring you and shit. You feel me? Shout out to my Toledo niggas out here sliding different countries. Like I say, I got my passport earlier this year. We fuck around, make our way to that better Biev and Callum Smith type shit. We'll see what's going on. But hey, and to the TBV community, if anybody got their passport and want to slide with me or something, we can, break bread on the room, on the rental and shit. Fuck with me. But ain't shit. But man. With this Keyshawn shit, I ain't gonna hold you. Hey, Ness, I know y'all want to hear this, but shout out to the UFC. You feel me? They just stopped testing for marijuana. I know you don't like to hear shit like that, but it's the truth. You feel me? I know niggas don't like to hear shit like this. It hurts. The UFC did it before boxing again. That's why Dana White get on interviews and talk wild shit. And it hurts. It hurts. It hurts me. It hurts boxing. But when they take the marijuana off the list, what can we do when boxing don't do? And it's crazy because, like we say, boxing is the wild, wild west. Don't that shit go like I said on the back card, it's some Bible Belt shit, you know, below once you get below certain states, the Bible Belt, they don't smoke weed, they don't drink liquor on Sundays and shit like this. Well, they just started drinking liquor on Sundays in certain states a couple of years ago. It's weird, bro, down south. Now, weren't you living in Florida for a minute?
Yeah, I lived out there for like 13 months.
When you was there, they was doing liquor on Sunday. What they call it? They call it the package store, don't they? Down there.
I mean, I'm not sure, bro. Where I live, like, I purposely moved to some suburban shit where, like, it ain't matter what day it was, everything closed at 9 and 8.
You see what I'm saying? But in all sincerity though, if that's how I was where you was staying, if you was going outside of where you staying, that's only a couple hours later that it was closing down.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
fuck,
how I
bro.
Be in them.
Tampa
states.
Was like an hour and 30 minutes away from me. That shit was a mission.
That's how it be. What you was if you going to what they call it, the Ybor City, you understand? I've been there, you know, that was turned there. Shout out Tampa. That shit was lit. But, hey, man.
You may feel like it's your time.
I got a counterpunch. I'm a counterpunch in later, but I got one question for you real quick. So yo, what's the top three fights that you need to see happen in 2024? And that's my call. Shout out TBZ. Shout out Toledo, Ohio. You know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, we all know. I got that show I'm trying to do. It's supposed to be the 7th. I kind of lost some of my research, but I've been trying to find that shit. Honestly, don't know where I put it. Looks like I got to everybody. Let me double check here. We got Mad Bet on that champ level $2. Daily dose of Tanquil. Keyshawn caught a contact from Ness and Danny. Yeah, I ain't. But yo, Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Peace. Who is this last minute? Special feature, what up, man? Last minute, why y'all be waiting for the last goddamn second? And you ain't got connection, man, what up? All right, we out. He ain't connect, we out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.